Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie.
Quickie!
I'm Becca, here's Jack and Kelty. How are you guys liking the, like, recap quickies of the episodes?
There's only been one.
Well, yeah.
How do you like the one?
How do you like the one? Well, we're coming at you with number two.
Yeah.
Do we want to give them any kind of inspirational quote, or we just want to, like, dive right in?
Well, I think, first of all, we should set the scene.
Yeah, I mean, we need to tell everybody where we are.
Well.
How enclosed we are.
The three of us are wearing matching red Target pajamas because we just did a shoot for our holiday lady box, which, by the way, is
thebomb.com.
You guys will see soon. Mm-hmm. We're sitting inside of Kelty's very large walk-in closet on the floor on pillows.
Very large walk-in closet is large for a closet, not large for a podcast.
No, not at all.
We're on top
of
each other.
It's large for our level of fame walk-in closet, but it's not a large walk-in closet.
It's not Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right, I'm not Vanderpump. Kylie has an entire room that's just for her purses.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, everything I've got in here, including, like, track shirts from high school, are in here. You know what I mean?
It's like a walk-in alleyway.
You're not really a hoarder.
No.
Like, you have a lot of clothes, but it's not like it's packed.
Tight. Yeah, I feel like they're all thought out.
I have a second closet at work.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
With a second set of shoes. I mean, whatever. It's fine.
You've lost your relatability now.
Yeah.
I mean, so I do have...
It's over now.
It's done.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was really fun. And also, you might hear some noise because the dogs are here. And we're also 5 minutes away from having a fitting. So we're very busy right now.
What are we fitting
busy
for?
Oh my God.
The People's Choice Awards. So do you want to talk a little bit about our inspiration for our
Can
looks?
I talk a little bit about the journey of our inspiration?
Yes.
Well, we thought when we got nominated for a People's Choice Award, we're on this show on E, that the designers would just be hauling things at us. Like,
yeah, because we're TV stars now.
Yeah, throwing items.
Yeah.
It's been very hard. There have been many emails sent by our stylist being like, hey, the Lady Gang's going to the People's Choice Awards, and they're nominated. And it's like crickets. So if any of you guys out there work for, like, a pretty awesome designer, could you tell them that we are desperate? Anyways, we have a fitting today, and we're going to see. We had high hopes for our theme, which was going to be, like, all baby pink.
Yep.
Yeah. But now we just want anything that fits all of us.
I'm very, very nervous that I'm going to have zero options, and I'm going to go naked.
Well, people would like that.
I know.
I mean, if we go in paper bags, they could be like, the girls that showed up in a paper bag. You know, like...
You wanted to create some sort of a kerfuffle,
That's what I'm saying. I'm just, like, pointing out that we, as the Lady Gang, like, if Becca... Let's put it this way. If Becca wasn't the Lady Gang, the hijinks that I would be making Jack, Kelty, and the third member of the Lady Gang do at this red carpet would be a 10. But because Becca's in the Lady Gang and she still has a respectable career and also is not like a fame whore like me, I was like, what are our hijinks going to be? And she's like, I think like all wearing the same color would be enough. And I was like,
we're not famous enough to do an actual hijink. Well, they'll kick us out.
Like cartwheel split, champagne, snacks, pants, Ryan Seacrest. Like I was thinking the whole thing.
No, and she texted us the other day, and she was like, Chrissy Teigen, like, I want us channeling old Chrissy Teigen on the carpet. She used to do, like, outrageous things. I'm like, yeah, she's married to music legend
John Legend.
And, like, nobody's gonna... And she's probably wearing Gucci when she does these crazy...
And she's all been a supermodel for, like, ever. Yeah. So we're three nobodies trying to pull some sort of a hijink, and it's not gonna work.
What's a little crazy about Chrissy is that I remember meeting her when she was just John Legend's girlfriend and, like, a model, and she was always wearing, like, Marquesa and fabulous dresses. So,
she's probably always been rich.
No, she hasn't always been rich, but they would always dress her, like, because she was
standing next to John Legend.
And she's a supermodel, so, I mean, okay. Well, anyway, Chrissy, please come on our television show and really help us out, girl!
Maybe we could just borrow something to wear.
Can I have a dress?
I know. If only we could get friends with Kris Jenner now that we're on E, and she would probably lend us stuff.
Yeah, they'd give us their, like, way old stuff that I would love. It'd be the best thing I'd ever own.
Yeah.
Something that's, like, 10 years old.
Do you think that they... What do they do with their old clothes?
Archive.
I was thinking that,
the
too.
Moments.
Yeah.
Like the latex dresses and, like, that stuff. Definitely archive.
Damn.
Like how Melissa Rivers was saying that Joan.
They just have like a whole closet full of their old books.
Probably a whole house.
Yeah. That's because so nice. I once did, not to like toot my own horn, giant closet. I once did an event with Jennifer Lopez and for a shoe line she was working on. And it was really cool. In the store windows, they had like 14 of her red carpet looks. And it wasn't just like the Gucci one that she liked. Versace. Yeah. Like it was like a lot of different ones that she'd worn to like smaller carpets, but were still sort of iconic. So I think they get to keep them, and then she probably hangs on to them.
Actual celebrities get to keep the gowns.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to an event on Saturday and I had to rent a gown to wear because I want to wear a name brand and like no one will lend it to me.
From so like Rent like, the Runway?
No, I didn't do Rent the Runway, but I did.
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so how's life as TV stars week two, guys?
I really liked our second episode because they let us get so dirty.
Yeah. I cannot believe the shit that they actually kept in that episode.
It's true. Like, if you saw what we did on the first episode that, like, didn't make it.
Yeah.
I kind of thought after that first episode, like, okay, this is, like, still fun Lady Gang. But, yeah. Like, we're going to have to keep it dirty on the podcast. Dirt,
yeah.
The second episode, E really turned it out for us. And they let us keep in, like, the hand job. I could not believe the hand job.
You guys.
But the thing that they did not put in, thank God though, is Kat actually doing the hand job.
They took that off. Yeah.
That's true.
Because she thought that she probably wasn't being filmed, but she was.
It was sneaky.
She was.
We were sneaky.
Sneaky hand job. Yeah, it was just wild. Like, so my can I tell you what my mom and dad said?
Yeah. Yes,
please. So my parents watched the episode, which I was kind of mortified because I've sort of made a Lady Gang like a no parent zone, but obviously now they're like, it's like literally my teenage years in reverse. They're like, I'm like, don't do that. And they're like, I'll go do it right now.
You know? like, perfect. Here I go.
Yeah. So my mom, they were traveling and my mom wrote me a text and she was like, oh my God, Dad and Sharon, their friend, and I were like giggling like crazy, just dying over the show. You guys are so funny. Oh my gosh. Congratulations. And I was like, well, it's not really parent material. And then my mom writes me and she goes, and Dad knew you were joking and making up about the sex.
Oh, Dad.
That's so cute.
He was like, yeah. He's like, so they made that up for TV. And I was like,
sure. In denial, Dad.
Sure.
Would you like me to read my dad's text that he sent?
Oh, my God. Your dad's texts are the best.
This could be a new segment just called, like, I have a good text
from my dad, too, actually.
My dad, after the first week, said two things. He said, Jack's touching her hair too much, and you guys are moving your feet under the table. It's distracting me.
Which also, I did not see at all.
Okay, well, Tom Tobin
knows TV.
He's paying attention.
And so then he sends me this. Where is it? Oh, gosh. You're some funny girls. Better than the first show. I said, thanks, Dad. Sorry for all the sex talk. He goes, no big.
I love your dad.
He's
okay.
This is
my dad's text. He goes,
this is amazing, by the way.
He goes, I've been LOL, parentheses, that's laughing out loud in texting lingo, during your show. Mom keeps putting her hands over my ears. You girls are hilarious.
Oh my God. Wait, your date scene is by far my favorite Lady Gang TV moment. That's so far.
And they didn't. Okay, you guys were making me say the craziest shit that they could not air any of it.
But as somebody who was not there when you shot it, the things they chose to put in, like pretend you're wearing a hat.
The hat was so, I forgot that even happened.
When you chug the beer, this could be your dick. Like, that was the most random but amazing moment.
And you did it. She was like so game. And it was the first time Jack had ever had like an in-ear monitor.
Yeah, it was the hardest thing I've ever done.
And it wasn't like, it's season one budget. So like,
it wasn't a good one.
It wasn't like a high quality in-ear. And so I know that it was like,
I couldn't hear. For some reason, the tone of Guy's voice was so low that I could not hear anything that he was saying. And you guys were making me say things verbatim.
Yes.
So I'm trying to listen to this guy while listen to the earpiece while also kind of putting it into conversation where it didn't seem like it was out of context.
Yeah.
While I'm like, will you suck on my toes? While he's like talking about another date or something.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear from him?
No. I never got his number or anything.
Oh, you didn't.
It was just a, I wonder what he thinks.
Yeah, I wonder if his parents are, like, proud.
Well, he was really cute.
He was so cute.
And he was so nice. He's and he was a normal guy. He was young. He was, like, 26. But he was a really nice guy.
Aww.
Yeah. He was very game. Very game for the whole
That's so nice.
Situation.
I regret my pants from last episode.
Really?
That's my biggest regret.
What were you wearing?
I wore those white cute pants that I was going to wear another show, but like standing up with a white sweater, very cute. It was just like I didn't have a pant to go with my yellow sweater. And like the whole thing, like number one, I hate my hair straight on TV, but I've like I'm doing it for it to be cool on E. And then like I hate red lipstick on TV. So two of those things together, I was like, this is not my best self.
Oh, I loved it. You had such a good look.
Me too.
I swear.
And also, every one of my friends keeps asking about your sweaters, so they are a hit.
Your sweaters are really a hit.
Week one sweater was a hit. I wish it had been a little more affordable because, P.S. people, I borrowed that sweater from our stylist.
We don't own any of these
clothes. It's like a $350 sweater. I'm like, no one can afford that. My sweater this week was from Revolve, and it was like $60, so it's a little like...
Well, there you go.
I'm excited.
Everybody loves your sweaters. You're like the sweater gal.
Yeah. My favorite part that I didn't think I was going to love was the vagina scarf.
Oh, it was so good. Our happy endings were good.
I know. It was really made you happy.
I liked it.
Guy Fieri and a vagina scarf. Like, what else could you want?
I am perfect. I, like, want to work that into every tweet I have.
I'm perfect.
She's like, I went to the dis, and then it's this, I am perfect. And then I did this, and this. I'm like, that is, the most amazing little nugget you can drop. And I'm going to start texting you guys, like, hey, are we meeting today at 3 for the fitting? I am perfect. Kelsey, can I park in your driveway?
I have a question.
What?
Did you actually buy that scarf, or did we buy it?
We bought it.
And are we returning?
As in the Lady Gang, or as somebody on production? Yeah. There's a wink.
I mean, I put it on the Lady Gang credit card.
You did?
Yeah.
And are you going to return it?
It's been returned.
Okay, I was going to say, you better return it.
How much was the scarf?
I think it was like $1,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would never keep it.
I can't wait until I'm
somebody out. Somebody did send me a picture. They have a red one for redheads.
No.
Is it on purpose, the vagina scarf?
I don't think so.
Is it like a peach colored scarf with a red fur?
No, it's all red. I think that they just styled it the wrong way on the photo shoot. Like the way that I wore it on the show is how they styled it for the photo shoot. And then if you wear it a different way, it doesn't have to look like a vagina.
All it is just a scarf with a fur edge.
Yeah, it's actually cute, but yeah.
Did you go to the Fendi store? Like, where did you find it? Online?
I maybe sent somebody. I'm not going to tell you my ways.
Wow, it's pretty impressive.
Secrets.
Yeah.
Secrets. I don't have time for that.
We're at an all-time high on messiness in my house. Last night, Chris went to bed and he goes, you know, our house is really a mess. And I was like, it's the first time he said something since we built the set.
Really?
Because it just, like, gets collectively dirtier and more messy every week.
It's a lot. It's your whole entire downstairs.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Is it?
It's like an exercise in
letting go.
This whole show has been an exercise in letting go.
For sure.
Like, the biggest lesson learned.
I know.
I had a fit yesterday. I had a Kelty meltdown.
You did.
Yeah.
And I was proud.
You loved it.
I loved it.
When I sent
the yours.
I've had mine secretly.
You have had yours secretly. Yeah. When I sent the passive-aggressive text to one of our producers yesterday, just being like, okay, well, if we're going to do this, then I don't want to hear anything about people not liking it. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
And I was like,
oh my God, I'm being Kelty right now. But
everybody has their breaking point.
Yeah, and I think it's like, we are so used to this baby brand, the three of us. And then when there's like 800 cooks in the kitchen, we're so grateful because all these cooks are way better cooks than we are.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you feel like there's a little piece, like, my meltdown was, like, about our wardrobe. And I was like, if I can't just at least be the person who's saying what I'm wearing every week, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels like every little piece is just getting further and further away from, like, us and who we are.
Well, it's, like, what we think that we're a better cook in.
Yeah.
Is when we kind of get, like, bummed out.
That's when you get crazy. Yeah. Like, for me, it was the organization and the spreadsheets and, like, our plan, like, way back when. Now I'm just like, cool, come on over. Let's get drunk and make a show. Like, I feel way more relaxed. But it's interesting because we have had to fight, not hard, but, like, I think that we've all banded together as a little trio to, like, and I think that's why the show is good. Mm-hmm. And people keep saying to me, like, it's exactly what I would have wanted. And, like, it's so hard for digital things to go to TV in, like, an authentic way and not get ruined. Mm-hmm. But we really have, like, stood up for ourselves and been like, we will do this. We won't do this. This doesn't feel Lady Gang. Like, this does. Yeah. And that's, it hasn't been easy because it's, also, like, all of our first shows.
Yeah.
Well, we've picked our battles. And it's, like, we all, like, my breakdown is over the logo and the styling and like all the aesthetic, and but we have to decide what is worth fighting for and what is worth being like, okay, like somebody else is
and
gonna do it better.
Sometimes they do know better, like
yeah,
for TV, yeah,
for TV,
it ended up coming together so well.
It really did. Yeah. And, like, we also have people, like, a network that really is super open to all of our feedback.
Mm-hmm.
We hired, you guys, I cannot stress this enough. Like, what was that? Hire slow, fire quick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, we did really take our times with, like, the showrunners.
Yeah. Yeah, we took to the 11th hour trying to find a showrunner.
And we took a long time, even, like, making our final decision on the production company, because we met with a lot of people, and, like, they have been two of the greatest choices that we've made.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was worth waiting until the very, very end.
Yeah.
And then it's like, especially with our showrunners, the second that we met Joe and Steve, we're like, that's it.
Them. Yeah.
Without even saying anything, we all
knew. We all looked in each other's eyes and we're like,
and how it's our people. Amazing that they're in the show.
I think
it's the best part. And so many people love it too. Everybody's like, breaking the fourth wall is like so fun.
I think it's really different. I'm really proud of us. Now, I need people to watch. We do need people watching. You know.
And you can watch on YouTube.
Which is very cool.
For free. If you don't have cable and you can't figure out how to watch it.
Yeah. And I did a fun thing because now I've watched it like, I don't know, five times, like, since. You know what I mean?
Wow, I thought it'd be more.
Really? I did. Actually, it's three. I did a fun thing. I watched it live at 10:30 when I got home on Sunday night. And then I watched it again at work while I was, like, working just to, like, I was like, I thought that was really funny last night. Like, let me just relive it.
Yeah.
And then I was in the car and I watched it on YouTube and listened to it like I was listening to a podcast. So if you love us and you're like, I wish you guys were 5 days a week, just pop on that YouTube link, babies, and listen to it.
Just listen to it again.
You don't have to watch us. We're not that cute. I mean, we're cute and we spend a lot of money trying to make a TV show, but, like, you know.
As long as we get the view, that's fine. You don't have to actually watch it.
Pop it on.
We had an exciting phone call today, too.
Yes, we did.
Tell them?
I think we should tell them.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long journey.
Yes, probably won't be ready for like 2 years.
But it was cool. It's again, those like when you meet the right person.
Yeah.
I agree.
Go, Becca.
This is your news.
It's not my news.
It is your news. It was on your list for 2018.
Okay. So you guys know how. Okay. When we come back, we'll tell you the news.
The Lady Gang.
We're back.
Should leave it as a cliffhanger for next week.
It's just like, bye! We gotta go. We're all in magic.
But everyone's like, I don't really care.
Yeah, everybody forgot about it.
Can you see a picture of us doing this right now?
Me?
Yeah. We look so stupid. Okay, so
I'll do it on Instagram.
Every year, as you guys know, or maybe you don't know, I make a manifest list on December 31st. I've talked about this many times, but I will refresh you of all the things I want to achieve. We'll take a picture.
It's a video.
Of all the things that I want to achieve in the next year. And they can range from anything. Like, one thing on my list is, like, drink 2 bottles of water a day. I have not gotten to that. It's November. I haven't gotten there yet. But other things are, like, you know, save this money to my savings. Or, like, do 3 trips that had nothing to do with achieving or work. You know? Like, not a work trip, but, like, I'm gonna go see a friend trip or whatever.
Yeah.
So on my list was become a New York Times bestselling author and get Lady Gang a book deal. And
dun, dun, dun.
I've been kind of looking at my list because, I mean, I know we said it, like, I was like, it's the end of the year in, like, July for that episode or whatever, but now it's actually the end of the year now. It's like November. The last 8 weeks.
Let's do an end of the year episode in May.
That was insane.
It really is the end of the year now, and so I've been looking at the list. It's up by my computer, and I've been like, I really wish I could cross everything off. I won't get everything crossed off, but
this is the longest intro to what our news would be.
I'm just letting everyone know, so it seems like a big deal. Okay, it is a big deal.
She's building it.
Anyway, it's on my list, and today we got a call out of the blue from my agents at William Morris, and they were like, oh, you know, the book department's kind of going nutso for you guys. Would you ever do a book? And we're like, oh my God, we've been planning our book for like 3 years. Like, of course we'll do a book, but we just haven't had time and just didn't find the right motivator and stuff. So anyway, we took this call with this woman named Andy today, and she was like, swearing.
She understands us.
Dude, she was, like, so awesome. I really loved her.
When we had bad ideas, mostly me, she was like, no, that's a bad idea. Like, I really appreciate that. Because we don't know this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I could only... A lot of people we've met with in the past have been like, yes, 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 yes.
We don't need a yes man. We need a, you're going to make a good book, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
She was awesome. And she totally gets us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start the process. Apparently, publishing is, like, slower than a snail trail. Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll probably have a book in a year to sell.
If we're lucky, it'll be out in a year.
I think so.
Because then they say it'd take, like, 10 months to print. That means we have to write a book in 2 months.
We're going to do that.
We're going to do that. I mean, you have, like, all those journal entries from, like, MySpace.
Right. My emo entries.
Just pull that shit out, Jack. We have a whole book.
I have, like, notes from my therapy sessions over the years.
We can include some notes and doodles from our past.
I have the same journal that I've had with my best friend since 2000.
Wow. Wait, do you keep this with her still?
My friend Jeff, yeah.
Him.
He's a guy.
Do you send it back and forth?
I'll show you right now.
Oh, maybe not now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wait, you guys send it back and forth?
I mean, I have a lot of them.
Wait, is this straight, Jeff?
Yeah.
One day we're gonna unpack this relationship.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the first volume. We have like 4 volumes, and we've kept a journal going back and forth to each other for almost 20 years.
How often do you send it back and forth to each other?
Well, when we were young, it was like all the time.
That's so cute.
Like all the time. Like, you know, I'd keep it for 4 weeks, and then he'd keep it for 4 weeks, and now it's like he's got a kid, and he's married, and I'm married, so it's like 6 months. Don't read my inner thing.
Wait, I just read that this is crazy.
But it was about getting married,
before
right?
Before her first marriage.
Your first marriage?
Yes.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm going to be married in only 4 months. Can you believe it? I can't believe that it has gone so soon. I'm feeling so happy about it, and I keep picturing in my head walking down the aisle. It's going to be so wonderful. This is, like, can you tell how fake this is?
It's going to be the best.
It means so much to me that you and your family are both going to be there. How wonderful.
Wonderful.
I think, though, this last year and all these hard tests have made me really sure. Marriage isn't something I take lightly.
Wait, how
the Disney audition is on Friday here at the studio. The other auditions were easy for me because I didn't really want them, but this one I really want, and I'm feeling nervous.
Oh, did you get it?
No.
You didn't get that, and the marriage didn't work out. This is a very sad moment for me.
How long were you with the guy before you got married to him?
Like a year. I mean, it's so sad. Anyway.
That's pretty much our whole lives, though. I look through, like, my old emails of, like, auditions. Sometimes I'll have to, like, search a word in my inbox. And, like, it'll start flooding in with all these auditions that I've had. I'm like, oh, never heard from one of these.
You're like, this is the one that's going to change my life.
Never in my life. Like, I'm like, that's the equivalent to, like, the girl still searching for her husband.
Yeah.
Aww. That's me in my acting career.
Yeah. You have to be like that in some part of
your
life.
God is fair.
God is fair. You got a hit show on E and
hit.
I say lightly.
Should we tell?
I say like an almost.
It's a hit light.
You've got a light hit.
It's a possible hit if things pick up.
It's a tap. It's a tap
show. It's a diet hit.
It's a hit on a small thin diet. It's a whole 30 hit.
It is a whole 30. It's like an Atkins
hit. It's like a bowl of air.
Air and sadness, what I used to eat when I was vegan.
It's time to go.
Okay.
We have a fitting. Wish us luck.
We have a fitting. Hope we look hot.
Oh my gosh.
And we are not here for a long time, honey.
We're here.
We're in the closet.
For a good time.
For a good time. Bye.
Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.